The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Friday, August 18, 2023. The Cuban Minister of Foreign Affairs, Bruno Rodriguez, condemned the recent terrorist attacks that occurred in religious temples in Iran and conveyed his condolences to relatives of the victims. At least one person was killed and eight others injured in an armed attack by the so-called Daesh terrorist group. Tehran denounced that the attack is part of the failed attempts by enemies to undermine its security. The authorities also condemned the silence of countries that claim to defend human rights but have refused to react to this criminal act. According to the official Iranian agency IRNA, the chief prosecutor of the Fars province, Sayed Qasem Mousavi, assured that four participants have been detained and that the main terrorist who opened fire on the mausoleum is under interrogation. The Department of Homeland Security, through the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, announced this Thursday the reopening of an international office in Havana, Cuba. According to the official statement, the office in the Cuban capital will help those services, including conducting interviews and processing pending cases of the Family Reunification Program. The Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, said that the current administration is taking measures to reduce illegal entries, deny resources to smuggling organizations, and simplify access to legal, safe, and orderly pathways for those seeking humanitarian aid. The Havana field office officially closed on December 10, 2018, during the Donald Trump administration, following the long-term suspension of operations in 2017 after the State Department ordered all non-essential personnel and their families leave Cuba. On June 9, 2022, the Department of Homeland Security announced that it would resume operations under the Cuban Family Reunification Parole Program, which was established in 2007 to provide a safe and orderly path for migration to the United States. The General Director of Foreign Investment of Cuba's Ministry of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment, Carlos Luis Jorge, affirmed in Montevideo that Cuba needs foreign capital and participation for its development. At the headquarters of the Latin American Integration Association, ALADI, the official presented a portfolio of business opportunities in the Caribbean nation and defined priority areas and activities, including food production, the sugar industry, tourism, renewable energy sources, and distribution generation. He also mentioned knowledge-intensive industries, particularly those based on pharmaceutical development and biotechnology. He explained that foreign investment has totaled $10 billion in recent years, in which businesses were established with companies from more than 40 countries. He praised the potential of the Mariel Special Development Zone to the west of the Cuban capital, where 50 foreign firms are chained to the national economy. Bolivia and Cuba began in Santa Cruz de la Sierra the third round of talks on migration issues scheduled to last till this Friday. Ernesto Soberón, Director General of Consular Affairs and Attention to Cubans residing abroad of the Foreign Ministry on the island, heads the delegation attending the talks in this capital of the Department of Santa Cruz. Both parties will examine the state of the migratory flow and will evaluate the implementation of joint actions, states an informative note. Such collaboration is aimed at discouraging illegal acts associated with irregular movements. The text adds that during the exchange, the delegations will discuss the importance of guaranteeing regular, orderly, and safe travel. The Bolivian representation is headed by Eva Chuquimia, Vice Minister of Institutional Management and Consular Activity of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Andean Amazonian country. The previous round took place in Havana on September 15, 2022. The Secretary of Organization of the Communist Party of Cuba, Roberto Morales Ojeda, recalled Thursday the 153rd anniversary of the execution of Pedro Figueredo, creator of lyrics and music of the national anthem. In his profile on X, formerly Twitter, the high-ranking official evoked the exemplary patriot. For its part on the same social network, the island's Ministry of Foreign Affairs highlighted that on a day like this in 1870, Major General of the Liberation Army, Perucho Figueredo, was shot. In front of the firing squad, he shouted, "To die for the homeland is to live," which is the final phrase of Cuba's national anthem, whose music had been created by him in August 1867. The Caribbean Nation's Foreign Ministry added. Attending the commemoration in Santiago de Cuba, scene of the events were local authorities, a representation of the people, and other political and mass leaders. And in the international agenda, we have that the Haitian government pledged to support thousands of people displaced by violence amid today's surge of gang incursions in neighborhoods of Port-au-Prince and other departments. The Director of Civil Protection, Jerry Chandler, announced that his entity is implementing several emergency measures with the help of international partners. The Ministries of Public Health and Population, Communication and Women's Affairs and Rights, as well as the Economic and Social Assistance Fund, the National Directorate of Drinking Water and Sanitation, and the Haitian Red Cross will oversee the actions. The institutions will ensure the availability of mobile canteens, drinking water and basic sanitation services to prevent the spread of diseases such as cholera. A report by the Center for Analysis and Research of Human Rights increases the number of internally displaced persons to 10,000 and reports that at least 15 people were killed by gangs. Another 40 were wounded, while at the same time the number of people displaced by gangs has risen. Meanwhile, the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, called for time in the fight waged by his government against corruption, which has already shown its first results, he said on a social media account. The war against corruption was announced on June 1st and is already giving clear results. The lines of investigation are many and complex. It would be counterproductive to give too much information at the beginning, for obvious reasons. This fight will not be over in a month, nor in a year, but it will be achieved step by step, the president wrote in his X account. After the results in the fight against gangs and after having turned the most dangerous country in the world into the safest in the continent, I think we have earned the credentials to ask for those two things, patience and trust, he said. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.